Inaugural balls are Tony affairs in Washington. You have to get invited to the official balls, and they are expensive. But today, President-elect Obama announced plans for a new inaugural ball that'll be a bit more accessible. It's called the Neighborhood Ball. Tickets won't carry that big price tag, and a portion of them will be reserved for D.C. residents. The president-elect wants to make sure that there is an event that, as he said, would be open to our new neighborhood here in Washington, D.C. Eleanor Holmes Norton is Washington, D.C.'s elected delegate to Congress, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Michelle.
Is this a sign that the new president will have a very different relationship with his so-called neighborhood than previous presidents?
Well, the neighborhood ball is a sure sign that Barack knows where he is. He's in another big city just like Chicago, understands both the problems and the possibilities of big cities. I'm not surprised he would do that. They spoke out about reaching out to the district from the beginning. We're very pleased, of course, because we've not had a president who felt quite at home here as Barack Obama. But that's because he is one of the, in fact, he is the first big city president in memory.
Now, if he really intends to be a good neighbor, how might he demonstrate that? What are you looking for from this White House?
Well, the first thing we're looking for is the other meaning that his coming has for the residents of the District of Columbia. He was a co-sponsor of the District of Columbia Voting Rights Act. So the first thing we need from him is to sign the act when we get it over there. So we feel pretty sure, particularly with the larger majorities in both the House and the Senate, that we're going to get a bill to his desk very soon.
When you visit the District of Columbia, you notice that the license plates here have the following phrase, taxation without representation. Now, George Bush traveled in vehicles that carried D.C. license plates, but they did not carry that phrase. At the end of Bill Clinton's term, he did use license plates that did carry that phrase. Are you expecting that the motorcade that President-elect Barack Obama will travel in will include license plates that carry that phrase, taxation without representation?
I'm hardly in a position to speak for the motorcade. I can say to you that the council wrote directly to the president-elect, and I know how to communicate to the president-elect, and that's about all I'm willing to say at this point.
What would that mean if he did?
Well, it would really bring great joy, obviously, to the residents of the district who are second per capita in federal income taxes. And interestingly, now many more people know about voting rights than knew just a few years ago. So we think a lot of people would get the point.
Now, do you expect that you're going to see Barack Obama wearing a Redskins cap?
I do not. Not coming from Chicago. That may be a bit much to ask. Nor a Nationals cap, for that matter, for our baseball team. But that's all right. He can move for whoever he wants to. Look, this man and his family choked up when they left Chicago. I'm a third-generation Washingtonian. I spent some early years after law school in New York. Don't think I didn't miss my hometown. That's too much to ask. All we ask is that he treat this as his hometown away from his hometown and love us the way he loves Chicago.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is D.C.'s delegate. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.